60 seconds from your shock collar question of the day. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. And guys, you're not going to believe this, but amazingly, we're actually ahead of schedule today.
Really?
Isn't that incredible?
How?
We just started.
Well, I know. We're on a good track right now. I'm really proud of you guys.
We're on time on the air, I guess.
Cool. Oh, great. Okay, well, with that commentary, you officially put us 12 minutes behind, you guys.
Oh,
12 minutes?
Much?
Yep.
Wait,
selfish.
Did I pass out? What
selfish
happened?
Talking, you guys. You know we're on a schedule. We have to move the show forward, and you guys just put us behind. What are you doing?
I think I just said cool.
I guess cancel what we were going to talk about. Oh, the secret messages that you hear when you listen to sea shanties in reverse.
Oh, that's Brooke's favorite.
Nope, don't have time for that anymore. No. Instead, all we can do is a quick round of WCII.
Oh,
I love it. Which clip is it? The segment's pretty simple. I have two audio clips from the internet. We only have time to play one because Brooke decided to drag out her cool forever, and my co-hosts get to choose which one we play. And let me just say, do you know how many texts we get in saying, "Why'd you choose that clip? I wanted to hear the other one."
Mm-hmm. How many?
Hardly any, but still, that's why people love WCII.
I haven't seen one.
Okay, but again, we're short on time, so let's just get to your options.
Everyone be quiet.
Clip number one. No. For 2 months now, it's been buried in our system, and it's been screaming, or dare I say, squawking to be played.
Oh, the parrot.
Parrot singing Led Zeppelin.
You're going to keep doing it?
Every week.
Yeah,
Because you guys
haven't chosen.
We don't
want it. Or clip number two, a gamer hearing his baby say his first word in the middle of a match and you won't believe what he said.
We have to go with the baby.
To me, it sounds pretty lame. I wouldn't go with it. But
yeah, definitely baby's first word.
Let's put it to a vote. Jose, who are you giving it to?
Babies in video games every time.
Shocker. Okay. Brooke.
I have a certain hate towards that parrot now, so I'm going to vote for the baby.
Jeff's so mad.
I back
Two
that up.
Two votes for the baby. All right.
Yeah.
And three votes for the baby.
Yeah, never been a big Led Zeppelin fan.
Well,
Jeff
sorry.
Is so mad.
I apologize to the parrot who's been waiting for his moment to shine, but you guys won't let him. So without further ado, you voted for it. Let's listen to a gamer hearing his baby
Yay.
Say the first word in the middle of a match.
You are so talkative, huh? You got a lot to say. You are so talkative, huh?
Oh my god, did that baby just
say
loser?
Baby called him a loser.
Oh! What?
And that was the baby's first word?
Yep. Do you feel good about that?
No.
And suddenly the parrot floats again. But that's all the time we have for WCII. Text into 78592. Do you feel bad for the parrot that's been tuning in every morning for weeks? Waiting to hear his Led Zeppelin cover on the radio.
He's been practicing.
Yeah.
He's like, I feel like that baby was talking to me.
Yeah. Now it's time for the shock collar question of the day. We have a bucket full of names. We're going to draw one out, see who gets asked a trivia question. If you answer wrong, your punishment is to be shocked while singing a song. So text in to 78592 and tell us what you want to hear. Brooke is going to draw a name out because she had the shock collar last. And who'd you get, Brooke?
I got... Brooke Gronky Kong Fox.
Gronky Kong. All right. You go ahead and put on the shock collar while that happens. Digital Gronky Jake, Kong. Read us the shock collar question of the day.
How did we get the name Super Bowl?
Oh.
Prior to getting the name we use today, the big game was called the AFL-NFL World Championship Game.
Nah.
But that didn't roll off the tongue like Super Bowl does. So, in the 1960s, Kansas City Chiefs owner Lamar Hunt set out to rebrand the game with a new name. It took months of brainstorming with other league officials and outside consultants, but none of the ideas were quite right. Until one day, he was playing with his daughter on the floor of the living room, the name Super Bowl jumped out at him, and the rest is history. What was his inspiration for the name Super Bowl?
Interesting. He was playing with his daughter on the floor, so the daughter has to be... not a teenager, because that would be strange.
Are you sure?
Small child.
So if they're playing on the floor, are there any toys that have bowl shapes with it?
See, I always thought that it was because there's bowl games in college, so they just named the Super Bowl for pros.
So you think it may be more about the super, not as much about the bowl?
Yeah, about the bowl, because a bowl game has been around forever. You know, the
but
iron
maybe
bowl
that's when the bowl started.
Maybe she was trying to say something else, and if she was little enough, she, like, mispronounced it, and then he liked it better.
Maybe the daughter was the one that just said Super Bowl.
Like, about something else.
Yeah.
So, but I don't think the answer is going to be the daughter said it. I don't know.
It could be.
I don't know what the game would be that they're playing.
They could have been playing with, like, superhero toys, and she picked up a bowl and was like, it's the Super Bowl with superpowers.
You're right,
like they were having a tea party with the little cups and the little bowls.
Now you're on to something.
And that Super's
dude.
Bowl.
We might be on to something here. Let's get the question one more time.
Chiefs owner Lamar Hunt is one of the people credited with coming up with the name of the Super Bowl for the NFL championship game. He spent fruitless months trying to come up with the perfect name to no avail until one day, while playing with his daughter, inspiration struck and the Super Bowl name was born. What was his inspiration?
I liked it. I
can't get away from Superman. What if it was just they had turned some pots and pans over and were banging with a spoon and this is super, Daddy.
Live concert in the living room?
Play the Super Bowl.
Well done that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Pots and pans.
I'm going to go with they were banging on pots and pans and it was a Super Bowl. Like she called the bowl she was banging on super.
How Lamar Hunt came up with the name Super Bowl is much simpler than you might believe. While he spent months trying to brand the championship something large and grand, his best bit of help came from something tiny and small, his daughter.
That's sweet.
While playing on the living room floor together, he took inspiration from her favorite toy in the world, which at the time was one of the most popular toys in America, a Super Ball. So when the NFL owners asked again for the name ideas for the big game, Hunt suggested Super Bowl as an ode to his daughter's favorite toy.
What's a Super Ball?
Like a bouncy ball.
Okay. Oh, nobody knows that, Jake.
But it was like trademarked as a Super Bowl. Oh,
you
weird.
All think that I was born in the 60s, but I wasn't.
Well,
Super Bowl, huh?
Didn't get it right. Somebody wanted to hear the Super Bowl Shuffle, the song sang by the 1985 Chicago Bears.
What's the Super Bowl Shuffle?
It's very basic rap.
Freestyle.
We are the Bears shuffling crew, shuffling down, doing it for you.
Wow.
We're so bad, we know we're good, blowing your mind like we knew we would.
I think I need to hear the original.
Yeah. Gotta look up the video for that.
Yeah, it was nominated for a Grammy.
Yeah. Okay. That's your shock collar question of the day. Your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes.